Welcome to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us with Brandon Handley. Because you're already great at everything else, why not fatherhood too?
Good morning, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us Facebook podcast. Everybody, everywhere. This is the BJJ report. Today's creature feature. Today's creature feature is something along the lines of, there was this quote I saw, said a year ago, today, you would be dying to be where you today is. So, a year ago, think back to what you were doing. Morning Cat, morning Meg, morning John Daly. I thought I saw you, John Daly. Whatever you've been working on, whatever you've been putting effort into for the past year, it's been waking up every day, putting the work in, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes it seems like too much, sometimes it doesn't seem like it's enough, sometimes you hit a wall, sometimes you have breakthroughs, all that jazz. That's every day, right? You've got that daily grind. And actually, this is John Daly has a saying that he uses often, in that the days are long and the years are short. The days are long and the years are short. You're putting all this work in today, and you're like, what are the results? You can't see the results. Just like any seed you plant, just like any garden you grow, you can't tell out of the three or four seeds that you put in a singular plot, which one of those three or four, or all three or four, which one's going to take? Maybe all of them take. Maybe none of them take. You can't tell when you start planting your seeds whether or not they're going to grow. Now, you can do everything you can do to tend to them. Maybe none of them grow. You know what kinds of seeds you're trying to grow. Plant some more. Plant some more. I say this because yesterday I got the opportunity, and it's always an opportunity, and I always get to interview such amazing people. And you know, the gentleman that I interviewed yesterday, towards the end of the conversation, which went very well, I had the opportunity to say, hey, here's something that I do. I would love to be able to offer this to members of your substantially sized group, and I would like to do it complimentary, just so that you can see, so that a couple of those people can get the effects of coaching. You've got a lot of people who are still looking at Stuart Smiley in the mirror saying, gosh darn, I'm good enough, and you crack jokes and you make wise. But the other thing that I'm reminded of is that 1% of the world has all the money. 1%. That means that they have a different head game. That means that they are doing things in a way that the other 99% are not doing. So if somebody wants to crack wise at me staring in a mirror and telling myself, gosh darn, I'm good enough, go for it. Go for it. Because a year ago, today, I didn't have the clarity that I've got today. A year ago, I didn't have the clarity that I have today. A year ago, I didn't have as much commitment. I was committed to doing something. I was committed to taking action. I was committing to moving forward. I didn't know where I was going, but I was committed to waking up every day and putting effort into the life that I'm literally creating. Because that makes sense. Waking up every day and saying, this is how my life is going to go today. I would lay in bed. I still do. Sometimes I go back to sleep because I love sleep. I would lay in bed. You know, one of the things that you do is you lay in bed, and for a little bit of the day, you put a vision of how you want your day to go in your head. Why would I wake up and say, step out of bed, groaning and grogging, and say my day's gonna, why would I tell myself my day's gonna suck when I wake up? Is that something you do? You know, if you're looking for something awesome on Google, it's the first thing you think of is waking up and typing into Google, how can I make my day suck? Google, you got an answer for that? I'm sure they do, but that's not something you go and search for. And same thing with you, your head and the life that you are creating. Why would you wake up and say, hey, brain, figure out a way to make my life suck? The first thing you can do to make my life suck is, I got to go to work today. Ah, man, they're going to pay me to show up. Ah, I get money for doing all this, you know, stuff I hate to do. You know what? If you're getting paid to do shit you hate to do, imagine what life would be like if you got paid to do what you love to do. Because if you're getting paid well to do shit that you hate doing, imagine what's out there. Imagine how much more you could be making if you actually felt something for what it is that you do. With purpose, clarity, all that kind of gets behind it. It is like the swelling of a tsunami. The swelling of a tsunami. When there's an earthquake, a tsunami follows, man. And it's just because there's literally a seismic shift in the crust plates of the world. When you wake up every day and you say to yourself, I'm gonna make my life better on purpose, that is a seismic shift in the way that you functionally start your day. You are beginning the swelling of a wave that's gonna create a tsunami. And when the force hits the ground, you're like unstoppable. Unstoppable. So a year ago, I was nowhere near the swelling. I was nowhere near having this conversation in the position. And once you decide that you want to do something, commit to it. That commitment, while it seems at a moment's glance that it's like being shackled, but it's not. It's actually liberation. Once you commit to that which you'd like to do, you're able to look at everything else around you and say, that doesn't fall into line with what I'm committed to doing. That doesn't fall into line with the values that I have and going towards what I've got. You are actually now streamlining your life once you commit to doing what it is that you decided to do. Whatever it is, make the decision, because once you make that decision, you just cut away like 40, 50 strings that would maybe pull you away or get caught in the whatever, get you tangled up in whatever all those 40 or 50 strings mean to you, cut them. You got the one string, hold on to that shit, follow it, don't let go of that one. There's another string, doesn't matter, I've already got a string, I'm cool, I got a string. So a year ago, you, maybe it starts today, maybe today you say, you know what, I'm committed, that's it, I'm taking action, here is who I am. Here's the decision that I've made. Here's the life that I'm deciding to create today. And it falls into place. Everything else that has been pulling you down, bogging you down, is eradicated. Eradicated. I don't even know what that means, but I know that there's E in front of it, and I know there's rad in it, and I know that it's icated. But guys, that's it. That's kind of it today, man. I'm really excited. All kinds of things going on. Working with clients. Taking on one or two more. Depends on, you know, the clients and the capacity for Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. Fatherhood mindset. The people that I'm working with right now are already awesome. They are already making big moves. They're already feeling big shifts in their lives. They're planting their seeds and they're taking action. And I love being a part of that. As I've had conversations with, I'm not the guy with all the answers. I'm a guy that's got some processes. I'm a guy that's got some systems. I'm a guy who's gone through a lot of it. And I'm a guy that's able to look back and see what kind of life we have been creating ourselves. I've been creating on purpose this year. And I don't say any of this to brag. I mean, this weekend I'm going to my first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition. I don't care if I win or lose. It's just a matter of taking the action, going there and putting myself into that position. I'll be going to Podcast Movement, where I get to go meet up with all kinds of amazing people who are in the podcast world. Got to be a part of, you know, a Dove, you know, an international brand campaign this year, all because of the decision to take action. It doesn't have to be a huge action, but it will amount to a seismic shift and a tsunami for you if you make the decision. All right, guys, that's it. This is being brought to you, of course, by, thank you, by the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Report, Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who is in no way sponsoring this event or these conversations, but you know what I get out of there, I bring over here, and it definitely translates, and if it wasn't there, we wouldn't have this, right? Okay, Verbal Gymnastics, we'll talk to you later.